Dress like a champ. That's what Maurice says here on Total Divas After Show, Season 7, Episode 2. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yes, that is right. It's a fabulous day here on AfterBuzz TV, the Total Divas After Show. I'm your host, Anissa Barr. You can find me on social media at Anissa Barr. And we are out with TK's not here with us, but you can follow her at TK Trinidad. But we have Monique.
Hi, everybody.
Where can they find you, girl?
I'm Monique Loveless, and you can find me on all platforms at Upfront with Mo.
Mm-hmm. And that is her last name.
Yes, uh-huh. That is my last name. That's always my disclaimer every time.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
So we had a lot happening today.
Oh, this episode. Oh my gosh. So much has happened.
So much has happened. Shout out to everybody in the chat right now.
Yes.
You guys are always on the ball with that. Love it, love it, love it. She's actually going, Monique is actually going to be rolling with the chat tonight. So if you have any questions, if you want to, obviously, comments, want to say something, we'll say your name. We'll talk about it.
Yes.
As we always do here.
Yes. Show up here. I'll make sure that I try to get you. So, yeah.
Yeah. So last week for the first episode, we started off with the money in the bank at the end of the episode.
Mm-hmm.
This episode, we're starting off with continuing the money in the bank. And we pretty much see who wins. And as somebody who doesn't really watch wrestling but loves Total Divas,
yes,
how did you feel watching them in the ring as Natty being so nervous and excited?
Right,
like,
right.
Taking selfies
right
before a match. You gotta love Natty. She's a good character. But
Mark was funny. He pointed that out. He was like, I think you overthink. You just said we're about to make history in 30 minutes and now you're taking selfies. But I loved it. I totally was like, oh my gosh, she's going to do it. I love how she just went out and she just was like, you know what? I'm going to do this. No matter what, I'm going to do this. And I'm going to do it cute and in style and how Natty does it.
Yes.
So I think she did great. I think the match was good. I felt, I really did feel like, I'm sorry, I felt like Carmella did not win. That was not fair. I'm sorry. That was not fair.
You're not the only one because when this happened, a lot of wrestling fans were upset.
Yes, that was not fair whatsoever.
It wasn't a good situation, and they actually decided to do another rematch for it.
They need to.
And well, they did.
Okay, they already did. Okay.
They did that with...
Yeah, you keep me posted.
Yeah, I'm keeping you posted right now, girl.
Yeah, keep me posted on it.
They pretty much redid the match.
Okay.
They took James Ellsworth, that's his name,
yes,
out of the situation, but Carmella still won it.
Okay.
Yes.
So she fairly won it.
She fairly won
but it. But this time, on the show, she didn't fairly win it.
No.
No. That was not fair whatsoever. Yeah. I was not feeling that.
Yeah.
At all.
And then we do get a glimpse of Brie at home with Birdie.
Yes.
How cute. I know. And like Brie says, she misses, wish she could be part of that match. But unfortunately, in reality, the women didn't use the ladders as much as the men would usually use.
They didn't. Mm-mm. And I was really excited because as scared as Natty was, I was like, she's going to win.
Uh-huh.
And she didn't. She almost got up there. She almost had it. I could tell she was even like bracing herself. Like, I'm a little nervous right now. So she was bracing herself. But for the most part, I was like, no. They need a rematch.
Yeah.
She didn't fairly win.
Yeah.
But yeah. But getting back to your point, I am kind of like upset because it's good to see like the Bella Twins and stuff like that. But although they're off doing their own thing, it's mm-hmm. like, oh, you know, Birdie is cute. But mm-hmm. like Brie said, it would have been nice to see her.
Yeah,
it would have been a part of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I'm not gonna lie, I really miss Brie in the ring. Brie is actually one of my favorites as a WWE superstar. But speaking of Money in the Bank, Miss Carmella, we finally get to see Staten Island Miss Michael Jackson sliding and profiling, and
I loved her accent. We got introduced to her. Mm-hmm. I still want to see more of her.
I know.
I feel like they just give us a glimpse every episode. They are teasing us with her, and I'm like, come on now. Can we get more into her? I'm very interested in
Carmella.
Well, I'm telling you,
you got to listen to some podcasts because she has an interesting story. She mentions that her father was a former wrestler. He didn't wrestle as much, but in the wrestling world, we call it jobbers. Mm-hmm. So people who wrestle whenever they need somebody.
Yeah.
Out of spite. She's obviously a theater dancer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying that in the correct way because people can interpretate dancer in many different ways.
Yeah, definitely can.
Yes, but she ended up being a Laker girl, which is...
Yeah, that was pretty cool. In LA. I could see that. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And that's, she had the brown hair and everything. She was getting it, and now she's here... Winning matches and becoming Miss Money in the Bank. So I'm so glad that we finally get to see Carmella on Total Divas. It's finally her time. So
it is.
What do you expect to see Carmella? Like,
I'm not sure. I feel like she's going to bring that spice, though, that, you know, New Yorkers bring. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited about that.
You want to know a secret?
Yes, I do. What's the secret?
She's not from New York.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where's she from?
I believe Boston. Oh. Yeah, Boston. Yeah.
Either way it goes, East Coasters.
But she got that accent, so.
Yeah, she has the East Coast accent, so we'll stick that one out.
But she does give a killer New York character impression, so you got to give that to her.
When she was talking, I could tell. I was like, oh, okay, is she... I guess you get a little twist in there a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, next segment, this is pretty much the most hilarious, like, whole segments we've seen. Natty decides to volunteer herself and Naomi to babysit Birdie.
She does. But before we get into that, is it Montserrat? Montserrat or Alden? She said she's ready for her and Big Cass. Carmella and Big Cass is going to be amazing. Yes. I believe that. Mm-hmm. So,
sorry if
I messed up your name. Sorry.
It's okay. We're learning.
I know. But we'll get it. Keep on letting us know. But, yeah, I believe that, too. I'm ready to see that. They've been together for 4 years, which is really nice. Mm-hmm. And I am looking forward to really getting to know her.
They're adorable.
Mm-hmm.
So cute. So, as I mentioned before, Natty decides to pretty much volunteer her and Naomi, or Trinity, to babysit Birdie.
She does.
And Natty decides to... just let Naomi do the whole thing. Like,
she did the whole entire thing.
Like, baby, like, Natty was taking selfies with the dogs. She was lifting Daniel Bryan's weights. Okay?
She was working out.
She was working out. I wonder if she was working. Was she working out on her high heels?
Hold on. That was my first question. What did she go to babysit in? Is my first question. I literally wrote that down. I was like, what did she go to babysit in? This is not a babysitting outfit.
It was very fancy.
Very. Yeah. It was not safe, even for the child. I was like,
yeah,
please.
Because what if she could have thrown up on her outfit or dress? Yeah.
Right.
And then, you know, Naomi's just wearing casual clothes and nothing wrong with that, but she was being safe.
Right. She was like, you know what? I got to go babysit. I understand this is a baby. I need to be comfortable. I need to be able to take care of a baby. Like, really look after a baby because the mom, Brie, is gone. Like, and we don't want to be responsible for any craziness going on. So I was just kind of like, first of all, what is Natty wearing? Second of all, I understood why she wore that because she had no intentions whatsoever to be a part of the baby. I was like, oh, my gosh. And then she told Brie she did everything. She was like, she's like, yeah, we rocked her to sleep. And Naomi was like, out of here. Like,
what?
Right. Get out of here. We didn't do anything. We were not in this together. I was in this by myself. My arm hurts. Like, can we please?
The struggle was real.
The struggle was real.
Poor Trin. Like, I mean, but also you have to, like, so Trin is such a good friend because she literally was just, like, standing there and didn't say anything.
Right.
Like, Natty's just taking the whole glory. And you know what? That's Natty herself. She's very character. She's very fun. And you cannot take that away from her. That's who she is.
But I really thought that she was going to go in there and she was going to, like, and then, like, Naomi was like, and then you volunteered us a second time. Let's talk about this. You volunteered us. You didn't do anything the first time. And then you volunteered us for a second time. No, we need to discuss this. I was like, I'm with you. she cannot be volunteering people to do stuff. If you have no intention of going there and actually doing anything besides the dogs and working out.
Right.
So.
Exactly. And it comes down to it where Natty says, okay, I'm going to be honest, like, I don't know how to take care of a child or a baby. I'm so used to being the mother type. Of taking care of her parents, taking care of the women backstage in WWE, taking care of her husband.
Right.
And her cats.
Right.
She doesn't know how. And that's totally fine because not everybody knows how to do everything.
That's true. That's totally true. And she doesn't have kids. Star Drew, he said, who is the we part, Natty? Exactly.
Yeah.
She did. When they did go back the second time and, you know, she had the breakdown moment of saying, you know, I never thought it would be this much and I never realized how much went into it. Mm-hmm. It was just kind of like, oh, okay. Well, are we now questioning, is she wanting to have kids?
No.
Like, not at all. But she did throw in there that she was like, you know, it made me realize I never thought about having kids. But
yeah. Oh, that is true.
Yeah, she kind of questioned it. Like, I have a husband and I think he would be a great dad. Mm-hmm. But we never really found out if now is Natty. Like, is this something she's going to start thinking about?
Mm-hmm. I mean, your eggs can only hold you for so long.
Right. Do you know, I just learned this week that 35 is a geriatric pregnancy.
Like, that's when you stop, right?
No, that's when they call you old. Like, you're an old ass person being pregnant at 35. I'm sorry. That is so wrong. I'm sorry.
There's a lot of women that are 35 and they've been pregnant. But
dang, MQ said Natty is 35. So.
Well, here we go. But Naomi is in her 30s and she wants to have kids one day.
Yeah. And I think that this was, like she said, this was like her trial run. So I knew she was probably going to go in there and really take this seriously. Yeah. Because I do believe that she wants to have kids.
Yeah. And like, she's already a stepmom too.
She is. So that gives her experience. Mm-hmm. But with a baby, you know, sometimes it can be totally different.
Oh, definitely.
Than kids that are, like, walking on their own and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And has another mother, I guess. I don't know.
Right.
But, like, I mean, life is life, I guess. Some people end up having a child. Some people do. I mean, if you really, to be quite honest, there's this women's wrestler, Trish Stratus. She wrestled her whole entire 20s, a little bit in mm-hmm. her 30s. Mm-hmm. And she ended up having a baby in her 30s. She just recently had a baby like a year ago and she's like almost 40.
Yeah.
So it is possible to be able to be in this business
and still make it possible. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I just question now.
At a late age.
Yeah. I just, you know, to me, the age doesn't matter because I just turned 30. Woo.
No.
So my question now is is Natty going to think about it now? Yeah. Now that she's actually babysat. And I saw an interview where Bree and Nikki. And Bree did mention that in this episode that that they were going to be babysitting. Mm-hmm. And that she thought that Natty would be a great mom. She was like, I think that Natty will be a great mom.
I think so too. The way she mothers her cats.
Right. She's a really good mother to her cats.
Yeah, no, she really is. She's Instagram, all that, t-shirts.
Well, we'll see if it comes about. Yeah. Hopefully it does. But I do want to see Naomi. I do want to see her have kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, she did mention it a couple of years.
But she did. Yeah, she did say in a couple years. So. Yeah.
So on to our next segment, we got Lana and Naya working out. Lana is in a position where she started off being a manager, and then she moved up becoming as a wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
This happens to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what position you are in the company, you're going to end up probably dealing in the ring, outside the ring, getting hits, bumps, whatever.
Yeah.
And Naya pretty much mentions, I don't really see you as a wrestler. You're more good on the mic.
She did.
And Lana got offended by that.
I don't know if Lana got offended. I think with the backlash and that she's been getting from her pay-per-view singles match and her and having a fellow person who is telling her this, because you have, like, we see it every week, and you said it last week. You were like, you know, she needs a lot of work. I don't know. She's really good on the mic. She's really, and I like that, you know, I mean, I see what Naya is saying, but she has great backup. Like, Lana has great support between Natty and Nikki and, like, Rusev. Like, she has great support. So I think she just wants it so much that when she sees somebody who is doing the same thing that she's trying to do, to support.
Yeah.
Like, even though I may not be the greatest, I'm trying my hardest.
Yeah.
Like, support me in this. I wouldn't want a friend to tell me that I can't do something.
Right.
I think I need to figure that out on my own, but I would be kind of like disappointed too. Like, hey, like,
yeah. And like, you have to give her props because she's out there trying.
She is.
She really is. And
she's hustling.
I know they edit a lot of stuff to make her look like she's like so amazing in the ring, but she did pretty well. If you go back and watch these matches at Money in the Bank and then that same week on Tuesday, she did really well. I was impressed. And then again, she's getting haters comments saying, like, you suck, you can't do this. And this kind of reminds me of the whole Eva Marie situation.
Yeah, I can feel you on that part. Yeah. I can feel you on that one. That is very close. You know what? When she first came on last season, Lana, I thought the same thing. I was like, you know, she's very like in the same lane as Eva Marie.
Right.
And how she's going in her, the career direction. But she, I don't know. I just feel like she may want it a little more than Eva Marie did.
Oh, yeah, totally. You could totally see it. And I have to agree with you that. And I think, like, I mentioned this to you when we were watching the show, that the reason why they're probably pulling her from this is because they don't want to make the same mistake they did with Eva Marie.
Yeah.
With her. They want to be very careful with her because they know she has that potential. She has that gift.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want to ruin it.
Mm-hmm. And they shouldn't, because I feel like she does want it more than Eva Marie did.
Yeah.
Eva Marie is beautiful. Don't get me wrong.
No, she is.
Very beautiful. A really nice face for the WWE.
And she's super sweet. I've actually met her before.
Yeah, I haven't met her, but I definitely believe that. Yeah. But I do feel, I agree with you on that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if you have a husband who's a wrestler as well and who is on the road with you, you're hungry to be able to wrestle and do the things that your friends are doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like pretty much playing, like, you want to go play basketball. You're on the same basketball team, but you're out there on the bench all the time. And you're like, why can I do it? Why can I do it? I'm on the team. I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
My face is out there. People know my face.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that's a little shocking is that Rusev and her were out to dinner. And Rusev was like, where's your ring? And she goes, oh, I left it. Okay, so we're in open marriage? What? Okay. All right. Sassy Rusev.
Rusev is like that anyway. Rusev is like that anyway.
But he's hilarious.
He is. He's so blunt and so just straightforward. I actually really love that. And she just, for some reason, her personality just compliments it. She just kind of like laughs it off and is like, oh, that's my man.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's hilarious, and he was like, oh, so we're in an open marriage now.
Oh my gosh. But you know what? You got to follow him on Twitter. He's great.
Yeah. I started following him on Instagram when you told me to.
Yes.
Yeah, last week.
And Dang MQ, it is always Rusev Day. Always. It's always Rusev Day.
Always Rusev Day.
Mm-hmm. So I like that. Going back a little bit with Lana's situation, I like that Nikki gave her that advice. Like, a lot of people are always going to be, have haters and have an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And also, by the way, good tips with Nikki Bella and the workout stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so when
the
I was...
The squats. Yeah.
Okay, I don't work out because...
Oh, I do. I just lost 21 pounds,
ooh, girl,
by the way.
Ooh.
I'm trying to... I mean, you know, I'm trying to look like Nikki. I don't know if I'll ever get there,
I don't
but...
blame you. I want to look like Nikki, too. Damn, she got those abs.
She does. Mm-hmm. She does.
And you know what? I have to say, because Nikki Bella is actually growing on to me.
You don't... Oh, I love
I
Nikki.
Don't know. Yeah. Ooh, I'm growing on to Nikki. And I don't know what it is, but like, I think it's, maybe it's like the whole Dancing with the Stars. I'm seeing her in a different light than at the wrestling ring. And I'm like, oh my God, this is like so cool. She's able to do this. But if Nikki Bella retires from the ring, I think she should just become like a workout, a fitness guru. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Starting her own plan. She has a business with her sister, but she could also have a separate situation, separate business. She's so into fitness. And Mr. Cena, I don't know why I called him Mr. Cena, her fiance.
John Cena.
Yeah. Life.
A long I love day. Them. Long day, I'm guys. Sorry, I'm a super fan. Yeah. So if the Bella Twins want to come and see us, I would love to sit down with them. Let me tell you.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I would love to talk to them and to see where they're going on right now. But I would like to see Nikki Bella pursue the fitness career and start doing videos on YouTube, teaching her audience.
Yeah.
Opening up a fitness studio.
Yeah.
Being a fitness instructor.
That would be because awesome. Because she was really good.
She was really good.
Yeah, she was
the
teaching.
Elephant thing.
Yeah, she was teaching Lana some good tricks. Mm-hmm. I can say that. And she was very supportive, too, when she was in there. She was like, you know, go up a little bit more in weights. And let's, you know, I want to support you in what you're trying to achieve. But I'll spot you. I'll be there for you. I'm here.
Never give up.
Yeah, and she told her, never give up. She would be a great coach.
Yeah.
She would be a great coach.
I would have her. I would like to see her work at the PC as a coach.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah.
That would be great. So that's fun. Moving on to some fun but some serious news situation. So Alexa Bliss, Maryse, and Nia are overseas in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And actually before this, Maryse kind of said, you're a champion, you should dress like a champion.
Yes.
As our title says, dress like a champion. And yes. And Alexa Bliss was a little confused by that. And Alexa went to Mark Carano and asked, hey, Maryse kind of told me I should bump up my style. And Mark agreed with her.
Yeah.
And pretty much said, Maryse is like the Hollywood of the WWE.
Yeah.
She's very stylish. And fun fact, if you don't know this, Maryse actually is the first person that created a fashion design club at her high school.
Oh, okay.
In Canada. So,
nice.
Yeah. So,
nice.
Yeah. So, yes. She's all about the fashion. So, yes. That's where it started, girl. Hey. Make up your dude. Maryse is to do her own clothing line.
She does. I love
she's
Maryse.
She's so stylish.
She is. I love Maryse. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, at first, I really agreed. Mm-hmm. But towards the end, I understood Alexa.
Yeah.
And I just... I got what Maryse was saying, and I did totally agree at first. I was like, oh, yeah, she could step it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, she has a look, so you could still be within the outlines of the look or the guidelines of the look. And I was like, yeah, she could. Even what she put her in, I thought was pretty cute when
so
they got
I.
to Japan. Like, the dress, mm-hmm. it still fit her style.
It did.
It wasn't like Maryse did a whole makeover, and now she looked like a mini Maryse. It right. was like she looked really cute. She knew her style. She looked really cute. I liked the dress.
Mm-hmm.
But when her and Nia had the conversation, I was like, oh, mm-hmm. okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I'm actually the opposite. When somebody's going to tell me, oh, you need to change your style, I'm going to be like, excuse me? Like, you know.
I think Maurice meant it in a nice way. Like, you're a champ. Like, you want to look like a champ.
Right.
Like, you don't want to just be walking around in your leggings and your boots. Like, you want to look like, address me as a champ. Right. I am a champ. So, mm-hmm. I want to be addressed that way. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't like to admit it, but you, when you see someone, a lot of the times, especially if you're a fan or whatever, you don't get to speak to them and they don't get to speak to you, but you see how they're dressed, you see what they look like. The first thing that comes is appearance. So
right, and it's like, oh, I want to get that.
Yeah,
and you'll be surprised. There's like on Tumblr, there's dress, like, I don't know what the initial URL is, but like they have every single thing that the women wear in WWE. They would find that outfit and post it online to say how much it is, and then you could go buy it yourself.
Yeah.
So that I understand, but I think it's because Maurice is from a different era.
Yeah.
And Alexa is from a different era. So as growing up.
Yeah.
With
different
backgrounds.
Different backgrounds.
That's fine, because out of all, like, I love Alexa Bliss's style. This is something that I would actually wear, but I love sweaters so much, I don't like showing my arms. So like, Alexa Bliss grew up into the pop punk era, 2006, mm-hmm. 7, 8 era, same as me. So I get that. And Maurice grew up totally different.
Yeah.
And that's fine. I mean, I don't know how the style was back then in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously Canada and America, they have different styles. But it is what it is. And I think that if you're going to tell somebody how to dress, I mean, I'm sorry, this is not the fashion world.
It's not. But I will agree in this sense. It's not the fashion world, but you now have a title.
Yeah.
And sometimes with that title, you got to step up your game a little bit.
Yeah, it depends. I mean, there's this one women's wrestler. Her name was AJ Lee. And
yeah.
You know what? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she dressed
the same.
Kind of the same. Very her own style. Chuck Taylor's was her thing. And she always wore a nice dress, a cute dress, but she always had her Chuck Taylor's.
And that's fine. But, like, Alexa had on leggings that you could see through. Like, a black t-shirt. And, like, a little, like, vest or whatever.
That was cute.
With her. I mean, she had on some cute Chucks. But a little dress wouldn't hurt.
Yeah. I liked how, like, they were at Miz and Maurice's house. And, like, Miz has his shirt off. And she was like, oh, my God. And she, like, gave her Alexa Bliss look. And I loved it. I'm like, yes. You and I were, like, cracking up on that part.
She did. She did.
Oh, my God. She's like, yeah, okay, whatever.
She did. I'll give her props for that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did.
So, last moment, and it's kind of a Debbie Downer, but Alexa Bliss is talking to Lillian Garcia, mm-hmm. with her podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember this because Lillian was telling me about this, actually. I used to work with Lillian Garcia here at AfterBuzz.
Okay.
Way, like, a long time ago. Like, the beginning of the year. And then, so she talks about something serious. And it's, she was bulimic.
Anorexic.
At a very young age. She pretty much just didn't, like, what people who go through that.
Yeah.
She was in the hospital. She was trying to become a fitness model. People would ask her, hey, did you lose weight? She goes, no.
Yeah. She said that.
And this was a very touching story.
It was. I feel like it was a really serious moment. Mm-hmm. And I looked at her in a different light.
Yeah.
That she got to tell her story. Because, once again, like, I don't follow as many of them, mm-hmm. as I do, like, the Bella Twins or Maurice or, you know, whoever. But she did. She went into being anorexic. And, you know, she said she kind of, like, snapped out of it because she was starting to affect her friend, which, mm-hmm. is like, oh, wow, I'm not only affecting myself, I'm starting to make other people doubt themselves that I love.
Mm-hmm.
Which was a very, very touching moment, especially seeing her. And she stated, I wrote it down because it was her quote. especially seeing her going from where she was at to now a successful woman who has a voice, who's, you know, being a role model to little girls, to other women, and, you know, people who want to do what she does. That's an amazing story. That's really amazing story. So when she went and she discussed that with Maurice, like, hey, you know, I'm feeling this type of way. I don't want to change me because that triggers me as a person. I couldn't help but to have the utmost respect for her.
Yeah.
Because she was able to speak up and not fall back into that. Because it's a disease, and those type of things are hard to, you know, shake off, especially when people are triggered.
Yeah.
Those things are hard to shake off. So I was really, I was actually really proud to see her do that too. Even though she had an emotional moment, she expressed that very well. And I like to see that she did it now, because she was able to say, look at me then and look at me now.
Yeah.
And what I have conquered and been through.
Yeah. Morissette makes a good point. Lita, you know who Lita is, a former 4-time women's champion. She never dressed like a champ, but it was the 90s. Everyone dressed like grunge. So it was different.
The 90s were totally different than now.
It was grunge time in the late 90s, early 2000s. But I totally get what you're saying. But back to the situation, it's never okay to be in that type of situation. And I think Alexa Bliss is a good role model. Is a good person. I don't care what the hell you dress like. You're the way you, if you're on camera or anything, the way you portray somebody, like yourself, you have to realize these people are the way they are because of, I don't even know what the hell I'm going with this, but pretty much what I'm saying is every single one of these women in this company has a different style, a different character, a different background. Every single person they in this world can that loves this company can relate to them in some way.
Yes, and that's why I think this show is so amazing.
It is.
I don't watch the WWE like matches.
Right. That's fine.
Sorry, fans.
That's fine.
But I love it for that exact reason. They're relatable. And it's like they show their triumphs because everybody goes through something in life. And I really, and you know what, I will say this. I really, 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 really appreciated that Nia was being a friend.
Yeah. And you, speaking of Nia, Nia Jax is a plus size wrestler, woman wrestler. And a lot of people can relate to her.
A lot of women.
A lot of women can relate to
her. A lot of women. A lot of people don't know this, but do you know that it's like 60 or 65% of American women are over a size like 14?
Yeah.
So that's over half of the women population.
Yeah, and honestly, there's I guess there's a certain size in every like Italy and Europe. Yeah. There's like a specific size, normal
that classes you plus size.
Yeah, yes. Like regular size. Like I think what a size?
It's a size 12 and over. I think like,
average women, right?
Yeah, American. Well, it went up for Americans, so it's 14 and over.
So it's the average
of 14 and over is the plus size category.
Okay. So, yeah, and I'm very glad that we were able to see that side of Alexa, because she's not just a character in the ring that they portray her. She's also a real freaking human being.
Yeah.
And she has a story, and this is a story that she's able to use when she goes do promotion on Be a Star.
Right.
For the company.
Right.
When she gets, when a kid does a Make-A-Wish Foundation for her, she's able to realize, oh my God, I've overcome something and look where I'm at now.
Exactly. She's a great role model, and I think she has great support behind her, because when Nia stepped away and she was like, hey, I don't want you to have to go. I know what you've been through.
Right.
Like, I know what you have been through.
Yeah.
And I don't want anything to trigger you, and I don't want anybody to take away from, you know, who you have become. Mm-hmm. I thought that was very great support.
That is.
She needs to always keep her as a friend.
That's why they are BFFs.
Yes. I don't care what they go through. That's a great friend. And then when Alexa, when she talked to Maurice about it, Maurice was really cool. She was like, you know, I'm not trying to change you. She's like, girl, right. I am not trying to change you whatsoever.
And I think Maurice didn't understand that.
Yeah.
And, I think Maurice didn't mean it in that type of way.
Yeah, no.
I thought she was just trying to help upgrade her.
Yeah,
she's trying to help her.
She felt like she was going to try to upgrade her in the fashion, in the fashion sector.
And that's fine because I think Maurice wants to help her. And I don't think Maurice meant no harm. But at the same time, like what happened with last week, how they got in an argument over the whole respect situation. Yeah. There's a line on having respect on trying to change somebody.
That's true.
So
the dang MQ said the WWE deserves credit for hiring a woman like Nia.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah, they do.
Oh yeah, they do.
They definitely do. And to bring her on Total Divas and to show the world like we're mixing it up.
So, Ashley Graham ain't the only plus size famous model around here. We got Nia Jax who could kick some ass.
Right. And she has sass, honey, and not scared to show it.
And she could go down a runway. Man, I want Nia Jax here.
Yeah, you know, she was a plus size model.
Yeah, she was. Mm-hmm. If you want to listen to her story, go to Chris Jericho's podcast.
Yeah.
But overall, I love this episode. This was actually really opened my eyes a lot more with Alexa's story, even though a lot of us probably have already heard it because this was the podcast did come out a couple of months ago, more than a couple of months ago. Overall, what do you think about this episode?
This episode overall, I really liked it. I felt like everybody had a moment where they opened up about something that was pretty serious. Like even with when we were cracking up laughing at Natty at first.
She even cried.
She did. She broke down. Like I thought I was maternal because I'm used to being maternal to so many people. Mm-hmm. But now I'm really around a child and I just don't know.
Do you think you can have kids? Do you want kids?
Do I want kids? You know, I still feel like I'm not all the way in my career where I want to be yet. Mm. I want to accomplish that first and then think about it. Mm. I'm not all the way for sure yet.
Mm.
How about you?
Hell no.
Never?
Hell no.
Never.
I don't like kids.
Oh.
Even though I love the WWE that represents kids and stuff, I do not like it.
Oh my gosh.
And plus I can't because I have a heart condition.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that's a lot of.
Yeah. Here we go.
See
how the episode just makes you open all the way up?
It makes you up. And pretty much I just want to know what's going to happen with next week because there's going to be a lot of stuff next week going on too.
I don't know. But I have to agree with Joseph Bozo on this one. Casting is perfect so far for this cycle with Nia, Alexa, and Carmella. I do think this is perfect.
This is
casting. This is I want to get to know everybody. The rest of the seasons, there was some people where I'm like, can they please go? Can we get rid of them? Please don't show them.
Like who?
Ooh. I'm sorry. I love her. I think she's beautiful. But I thought Eva Marie was so boring.
Yeah.
She was super boring. Mm. She was great to look at, but she was super boring.
She was great to look at.
She was super. Oh, I couldn't stand Paige either.
Oh.
Mm-mm. Mm.
Is it because she had, so many boyfriends and, every season?
Even that. It was just that she was, I don't know, she was just all over the place. Oh, another one. Alicia Fox? Yeah, Alicia Fox.
Yeah. Fox. She's fun, though. You gotta, but honestly, though, you have to, watch her in the ring. She's freaking amazing.
I don't know.
She's amazing.
I wasn't really feeling those three people on camera. Maybe in the ring. Because their personas in the ring are totally different. I could get excited about that. But on camera for this show, for Total Divas.
That's why they cast every different people every season.
Yeah, this season I'm really excited about. I'm really excited to really get into, Carmella. Come on, guys. Let's get into her,
I know.
Please.
Oh, man.
And, you know, everybody opening up just on this second episode was really, it was good. Yeah. And I felt like it was... it made everybody want to watch even more now into everyone else's life. Mm-hmm. You know, Nikki's off doing her thing. Brie has a baby. Brian is, you know, going back and forth between that. Seeing, you know, Trinity wanting to have kids and seeing that journey, and Natty understanding certain things, and then Alexa, like, opening up about, you know, the anorexic, being anorexic.
When I actually first listened to that episode, I got really, really emotional. And I'm not an emotional person. Mm-hmm. I'm really not. I think if you, I don't know, I've just never been, unless it's about wrestling. Okay. That's when I get emotional.
Hold on, I have one emotional part, and this is totally off guard, but I have one emotional thing. When John proposed to Nikki, I was so, I never get emotional.
You cried?
Let me tell you, I never get emotional, ever. Not at movies, not at anything. Like, I do not get emotional like that. I was so warm and fuzzy and emotional. I just could not believe it. I was so excited for her. I was like, oh my gosh, yes, finally. It was just a perfect moment, but that's beside the fact.
I didn't cry on that, but
I almost did. I didn't cry, but I had a warm, fuzzy moment.
Yeah, I mean, Morissette says she has, like, a lot of nieces and nephews, so that's enough for her. I agree. I got, like, two nephews, and overall, I'm very excited for the next episode. I hope we see more Carmella, a little bit more. I actually met Alexa Bliss this past summer.
Mm-hmm.
And
how was that?
Oh my God, that line was ridiculous.
You told me that y'all had a lot in common, right?
Yes, we did.
Yes.
Hey, my friend.
Come to the show. She has a lot in common with you.
We were friends.
I know.
Yeah. She's a doll. How do I say it? She pretty much, I asked her, I was trying to get the scoop on the Total Divas. I'm like, hey, what's the scoop? Tell me. She goes, I can't really tell you much. And the thing is, there was no camera crew. There was nobody from E. She was like by herself.
Mm-hmm.
And I was surprised because they usually have, when they go to signings and stuff like this, mm-hmm. they usually have somebody from E or somebody from WWE
with them.
Mm-hmm. And it was this one lady that was from KFC that was around, and she was just like, hey, you can tell her anything. Oh, yeah, you can record if you want. She says if it's okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right. So I was able to talk to her about Total Divas, but she was like, I can't give much away, but I'm going to say there's going to be a lot of drama. And I was like, oh, okay.
Let's get into it.
This is the drama. The whole respect thing from last week. Now this week with Lana.
That means there's going to be even more drama, mm-hmm. though. Because, you know, they have to unfold it. They have to unfold all of it. So I'm ready. Mm-hmm. I'm so ready to see the drama. And the more opening up, like, they're really showing their personalities in the second episode. And kind of like what they're really going through in life, mm-hmm. behind cameras.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean, this was a fun episode. I mean, what else is there to talk about? I mean, I really don't have any news right now.
Right. What about predictions?
Prediction. Ooh, let's go to predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So what do you think of next? What do you think is going to happen next week?
Oh.
Or the season.
This season. Oh, I do really want to see Nikki and her whole, like, Dancing with the Stars kind of
thing. Yeah.
I want to see what's going to happen with Brian and his whole being at home with Birdie and not being at home with Birdie. Is that going to be?
Yeah.
And then, like I said, I'm trying to get into Carmella. I want to see Nia bring all of the sass because she's going to bring it. I think her and Maurice are going to butt heads even more.
Oh, so do I.
Because they both have that personality.
Yeah.
I feel like they're going to butt heads
a
little more. They're going to have that moment. I'm waiting for that tension moment to happen because they both have, like, really strong personalities. But I really like both of them.
Uh-huh.
They're both.
More Bella twins, too.
Yeah, more Bella twins. Can we see more of the Bellas?
Right.
And now that I saw this, I am really interested in Alexa and seeing more of her.
Mm-hmm.
On this side instead of just in the ring and her persona and being a champ. So it'll be really nice.
I'm very excited to see Maurice's pregnancy.
Oh, me too.
I want to know, like, when. Like, I can't wait till they say when they show it and when she
right. I want to see all of her fabulousness yes. as a pregnant woman because she's already yes. fabulous.
She chopped off her hair.
So, yeah.
She, like, chopped off her hair and she's ready to go in mom zone right now.
I love it.
But what I want to know is if we ever get her here in the studio, what I want to know is, like, will she teach her daughter French?
Mm, yeah, she should.
Know? Yeah, but I mean, how, like, some parents are like, no. Like, my aunt is from Germany, and she doesn't teach her kids German. Mm. So they don't know German, so... I'm just curious to see if she's going to be able to do that. But
yeah.
that's a really good. If she does that, she has to do that.
She has to you know, they say that it's they say that it is if your kids learn a different language or two different, it's easier for them to learn different languages yeah. throughout their lifetime, which is beneficial.
Yeah. Morris said that they might have their own reality show. I agree with you because
they should.
They just recently with their Halloween special, with their Halloween thing that happened, camera crews were filming, so maybe they might have a reality show.
They should. Mm-hmm. I like Sheesh. I would love to see that. Yes. Yeah. I'm a Maurice fan too. I love her and the Miz. I'm like, yes.
They're a cute couple.
All of her fabulousness.
Yes. But if you guys want to continue the conversation, please follow us on social media. Yes. Follow AfterBuzz TV at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter. If you liked this Total Divas episode, give that like button a dropkick.
Right.
Because we want to see those likes. Like. Comment your opinions. We like to see those. Be with us in the chat every single Wednesday here at 8 o'clock at AfterBuzz TV on the reality show section. So please, if you're confused, go to AfterBuzz TV on YouTube, reality shows. I'm Anissa Barr. You can find me at Anissa Barr on social media. I am the social media correspondent for X-Pac 12360. We're going to have a lot of fun stuff going on with X-Pac coming soon. Me and TK are in the middle of a secret, pretty much a secret project with wrestling right now, and I'm actually in a going to be in a secret project with somebody else in the wrestling community. If you missed the show today for X-Pac, we had Mean Street Posse, Pete Gas. Oh my God, it's been a long day. Pete Gas. If you don't know who that is, you did not live in the Attitude Era. So where can they find you?
I'm Monique Loveless, as you know, and yes, that is my real last name. And you can find me on all platforms at Upfront with Mo.
And it's me, Anissa Barr. It's Andrew in the booth and Mo. You could find us on social media. Follow us, everything. And we'll see you next week.
Yes, follow, and like. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.